This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Hi, it's Katy Perry on Ash London Live.
Hi, Katy.
Hi, baby.
How are you, mate?
All right.
Well, congratulations, mate. What a great song. We've been listening to it all morning. It's been filling my home with joy and happiness. That must be the point, I suppose.
Yeah, what else is the point? I think that it's all about love. I mean, the Beatles weren't high when they said it. They were just telling the truth. I'm happy. Smile is a 3-minute energetic song full of hopefulness.
And amen.
Maybe we could use a little hope right now.
Definitely.
I don't know. I could.
I definitely could as well. I think everyone could listening is going, yes, Katy, at their radios. And we love a sub 3-minute track here in Radioland. Nothing worse than when an artist like, I have this amazing song, and they put it out and you're like, it's 5.5 minutes. Thank you very much.
Well, it's not my first rodeo, cowboy. I've been doing this for a minute. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, you can make your statement pretty clear in 3 minutes. Just like, you know, if you have to explain the joke, it's not funny.
That's very true. What's like the one thing in the world that makes you smile straight away? Like when I come home and see my dog, I'm smiling within a millisecond, and I think about her and I smile and my whole body smiles. What is that for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's my dog, definitely. It's my dog and my nieces, and depending on the mood, it's my fiance. Or in the future, it's going to be my child.
Yay! We're all so excited for you, and I mean, you must be super excited that this thing's going to come out of you and you don't know it yet, but you know it, but you don't, and then you're going to see it and you don't know what it's going to look like. I can't even imagine.
I know. I'm in for a big surprise. I mean, I am feeling very large, Marge, but I am, you know, staying active and not watching the hands of time roll by, which is good for me because Absolutely. It's just like, you know, we'll see any day.
And most people, when they're pregnant, have got like shitty home video footage of them pregnant. You've got a music video. That's pretty sick.
Well, that was kind of my only choice. It was really, like, it was. I mean, again, I didn't really plan on making, like, putting out a record while I was so heavily pregnant, you know? I was trying to do it the Iggy Azalea style, just a little covert, you know? But then COVID came, and all plans were in flux. Mm. So, you know, I'm just grateful that I get to still put it out because I think, you know, August 14th is when the record comes out. And I think it's a record full of hopefulness and resilience and finding light at the end of the tunnel because it speaks about my own experience of going through hell. Mm. And so if it can help anyone going through whatever hell or darkness or annoyance or whatever level they're at, then great. And if it's just fun and escapism from the everyday, you know, harshness of life, that's great too.
Because all we have is each other. I honestly believe that. And I think if we go through crazy shit and it hurts and then we don't learn or we don't help others, then what's the point of it? So I think it's come full circle and that's so beautiful.
Yeah. You've got to find, strangely, you've got to find the gratitude in all this and the silver linings. And I have, but like, it doesn't mean I'm not crying every other day. You know, it's not like I'm like for me, when you see the record, when you see the album cover artwork, you see smile and then you see this sad clown. And it's like, it's very melancholy. It's not like shoving happiness down your throat because I don't think anyone is in that state of mind. I think everybody is just like, man, I would like to look forward to something. I would like to smile. I'd like to have hope. When can I start putting hope in the calendar?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Give me a date. I'll pencil it in, please.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Some of those lyrics, babe. Had a piece of humble pie. That ego check saved my life. We've all been there. Well, hopefully we've all been there and had enough, you know, like self-awareness to eat the pie. Is that a specific thing that happened or is that just a general lesson of your life?
It's more general, but it definitely speaks to my last record interval, you know, where I was definitely doing a lot of experimental stuff musically and, you know, really just trying to stay fun and creative and sonically sometimes current or ahead of the curve. And some people were just like, they were just over me, which was fine because everybody kind of has a tipping point. And that was like, it's time for her to come down from her cloud. Let's go, let's go. And it was like a shift, and the shift was hard for me. But you know, it pushed me towards evolving. And it pushed me to find greater consciousness. It pushed me towards deeper relationships. It pushed me, you know, the pain pushed me. Hitting the rock bottom, or my version of a rock bottom, pushed me in the direction of growth.
I love it. It's so beautiful. I feel that for my own life as well. It was really beautifully explained, so thank you. It's not a game. It's just a fun little thing we do with artists. Because we're a music show. Coffee, collaborate, cover. And the three artists I'm giving you, Katy Perry, are Dolly Parton, Harry Styles, and Stevie Nicks. Dolly, Harry, Stevie, coffee, collab, cover.
I mean, you know, I've always wanted to be on a song with Dolly. She was my first choice to be, not my first, but she was like really high on the list to come out during my Super Bowl performance. And I had this just fantasy of her coming out or in these massive cowboy boots, you know, people dressed as cowboy boots, just like I did like sexy cricket bats, different.
Yes.
But she couldn't do it at that time. And that was like, I was like, oh, but it was all worked out beautifully. I was so glad with that, with what worked out. So I definitely have always wanted to collaborate with Dolly.
Great.
I think I'm going to cover Stevie because, I mean, everybody loves those songs.
It's the best songs.
And then
in the world.
I'm going to coffee with Harold because, you know, I feel like we're peers in this world and we go through the same things and, you know, we probably have a lot more in common than not. I know we do. Because we're kind of going through this strange human experience at the same time.
And you've done it from such a young age. Like, this has been your life from an age when most of us were awkward and, you know, could have all that awkwardness and that self-realization without anyone giving a crap. But you've both done it in this public way, which I think is very brave, Katy. So.
And he's very self-aware too. You know, like, he gets it. Mm. He's like, you know, he's got the eye.
Yeah, he knows what's up. Mate, you are an absolute hero. I love that you are showing so many of us that it is possible to do it all and have it all and work your ass off and have the
best.
Yes! You inspire me. And Violet, who's my producer, who's on mute on the call now as well, we were both talking before this, like, she's proof, man. We can do it. We don't have to put our lives on hold. You can work, and do it all.
Why do we have to choose between what we love and what we love?
Yes, we don't. We don't, because we are women and we are powerful and we can do it all if we want to.
Not that. That's why God gave us this gift, is because God knew that we could multitask.
Amen, sister. You are amazing. We can't wait for KP5. We love the song. We love you. And I'm praying every blessing for you in the next couple of months and coming years. Good on you, darling.
Bye, guys.
This is the Ash London Live podcast. This is Ash London Live.
Hi, I'm Keita Alexander, and I'm hanging out on Ash London Live.
Keita Alexander.
Miss you, I'm sorry, come home to me, love.
With Ash London, live and online.
I miss you, I'm sorry, come home to me, love.
Monday, June 27, 5 p.m, Keita's latest single, I Miss You, I'm Sorry, is available everywhere now.
This is Ash London Live.
And online with Keita Alexander.
So how are you feeling lately? Because you put the song out, a bit later on we'll get into the kind of sound of it, but this is such a sick song. So since putting I Miss You, I'm Sorry out, how do you feel? Were you nervous? How do you feel now as opposed to before it got put out?
To be honest, because it's my first song, I think, during COVID. Yeah, it has to be. It felt a bit weird during COVID, during this time. Part of me wanted to put a pause on the releases just so I could kind of give it my all when I did release the songs. But to be honest, to be able to have released a song during this time and brought just, I don't know, someone, you know, made someone smile in the world, that's nice and that feels really good. So I'm really...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm stoked about that.
So what is the next... I know that you can't predict, like, you know, what the next 6 months will actually look like, but what's the plan musically for you, for your fans who are, you know...
Yeah, well, definitely another single, definitely. And then trying to find ways to be creative in a live sense would be really, really cool, whether it is shows or just more recorded.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
We're going to say hello to a guy called Trevor Daniel. Now, you'll definitely know the debut single he put out earlier this year, which we absolutely loved on Ash London Live. It was called Falling. My last made me feel like I would never try again, but when I saw you... Well, he is back with a collaboration this time. He's teamed up with Selena Gomez on a track called Past Life, which is super sick. And during the week, I had the chance to have a Zoom with him. Let's get into it.
Give us like the 1 minute rundown of, you know, how this all started for you. Because I know you've been doing this, you know, for a while, just messing around in your bedroom and you know, taking a couple years.
Yeah. Well, I always played music. Like, I played like drums when I was growing up. And, you know, I was in a folk band one time.
Cool.
And then, yeah, so after that, I just started focusing on my own stuff. And then teaching myself how to record and mix and produce and write and all that stuff. Over time, I got better. And then, yeah, like Taz and like the label found me like after some like pretty okay success on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of pitching it to YouTubers who had like the big channels who wanted to place music and stuff. And we had a couple songs hit like a million. And then like that's when I noticed like the label is pretty interested.
Talk to me about Selena. So how did it happen?
So we made the song and then she really resonated with it. So, you know, I was looking for like someone to be on it anyway. And then I heard that she liked it. And I was like, of course, that'd be sick. You know, but in my mind, I was like, oh, it may or may not happen. And then like we FaceTimed a few times, talked about certain things on the song and like the music video especially, and then yeah, it was really cool. Like, she's super sweet, and like,
it's been so cool playing your music on our show every night, and I'm so stoked that we got to meet through the computer screen, and I'm keep it coming. We can't wait to see what's next for you. We can't wait to have you here in Australia when all this craziness is over.
I can't wait. I've never been to Australia, believe it or not, so I can't wait.
Well, mate, thanks for hanging out. It was a pleasure to meet you, and we'll see you soon. Good on ya, keep killing it.
See you soon.
See you, matey.
Well, the track is Past Life from that guy, Trevor Daniel, together with the gorgeous Selena Gomez. We're going to press play on it now. Enjoy.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Hey, I'm Delta Goodrem on Ash London Live.
Turn it up. Well, hello, Delta Goodrem, you big babe. How are ya?
I'm very well. How are you?
So good. Are they sunflowers? How heavenly.
I just put them in there to give a little bit of light over here.
Yeah. Talk to me about the single and who you wrote it with and when you wrote it. Was it a pre-COVID? Was it a COVID? And tell me the story, because there's so much heart in this song.
Thanks, Ash. Yeah, no, you know what? I wrote it, I think it was a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, about something that I went through that was super personal and super a real reset in my life that basically stopped all my plans and just sort of went, okay, that lyric of all of my plans have been silenced overnight, all that I know is paralyzed. And then when this chapter of life for all of us, which has been so heavy, that when I listened back to the lyrics, it's kind of like we all took a double take and thought, I did write this about this moment.
It
says like, I'm taking here, you know, reset the clock. So I was like, am I a psychic? But, you know, that's where you sort of, the language of music, you think to yourself, well, when you do write about a personal experience and you send it out into the world that you think, well, maybe somebody will be feeling it. But this feels like it's definitely got an element of what's happening right now. And so that's been an interesting sort of connection to the song.
Yeah. And I imagine I saw on your Instagram, because you were doing an acoustic performance, and you said how your living room has been kind of filled with strings and different sounds. That must be, I mean, it's so different now, like the way we make music, the way we perform. Like usually I'd imagine you'd be in some chic studio with like lighting, hair and makeup and costumes, and all that's been stripped away. How has that been for you?
Well, it's normally you wouldn't have to, obviously, you'd walk into a studio, even like yourself, like you're going through, okay, I'm doing my Zoom call, I'm being the DJ from home. We're really moving into a new era, and it's the same for music. It's that all of a sudden, like making the first video, for example, when Global Citizen came to me, you know, and said, you know, to make this home video, I'd never made these videos from my home. I've always been like a working, like sort of jumping into different spaces and all of a sudden I'm going, well, I guess the living room, I guess I could put the camera here and my phone here and then the sound, but finding, you know, so it really is filming a lot from home. That's what we got to do right now as well to look after each other and find.
We don't need all this peripheral stuff. Like we think everything has totally. To be like high quality, looks amazing, sound amazing, but I think the power of music is such that a good song is a good song, and audiences, that's all they want.
And I've really loved that, you know, I kind of even said in making the new music, I was like, I just want people to be in the living room with when I'm making the music.
Yeah, good on you, Dal. We're so happy that you're doing it, because we love you, obviously. And thanks for making time from your home with your beautiful sunflowers to chat with us on this.
Thank you. And, thank you for inviting me to your space too there.
Well, I love you. Take care of yourself, and hopefully I'll see you in real life soon.
Love you, beautiful. Look after yourself. Thanks, guys. Bye.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
We're having a chat with Jack Gray. He's a young Aussie who's got a track out that we've been playing on this show called I Got Three. It sounds like this. Here we go now. And we are very excited to have him on Zoom right now. Jack Gray, welcome to Ash London Live, darling.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, treasure. It's a crazy time to like have radio airplay and all this to be happening. You know, it's a just weird thing. You imagine it's going to be one way that you're going to go and go into the studios and go to Sydney, Melbourne, and it hasn't worked
out
that
not.
Way.
And it's not. It is crazy. It's super trippy, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do and just, you know.
You gotta do. That is the right attitude. It's the right attitude. Let's talk about I Got Three. Because some of your other hits, like, you know, we're looking at over 1.5 million streams. So it's not like this is your first rodeo. But tell me kind of when you first had the first lyric or hook or sound, or when this song was just a little baby.
Well, actually, so I was writing. So I lived in LA before COVID. I was living in LA and I've been there for about a year. I moved there February 2019,
wow.
And I was just doing heaps of writing, like going off to sessions and writing with other writers and producers, and also in my bedroom there.
And how old were you then, like going to LA?
I was 20. I turning 21, and there was one demo where the whole song was rubbish. It was so shit, but there was one line that I thought was super cool, and it was. The listening to old cassettes and dumb opinions on the internet. And I just thought that was really cool. So I laid it on down the track. This was only a few months ago. I had my best friend, Ned Houston, who's an awesome songwriter and a good mate from LA. We flew him out to Australia. We spent 2 weeks in a studio just working on this next record. And it was the last song that we wrote there. And we were kind of out of ideas. And I was just going through old demos. And I remember that line. And so that's kind of what triggered the song.
So cool. I love stories like that, that like it wasn't meant to be in that particular song, but you kind of filed it away for later. I think that's so cool.
Definitely. There's like, yeah, it's really hard to get the combo, like to get a whole song to work perfectly every time, but there's always little bits of gold, you know?
Yeah. If you were going to say like 1% is haven't started yet and 100% is you've chosen the font for the album cover and it's ready to go, what would you say the percentage is?
I would say 65% to 70%.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. You're getting to the fun part now, mate.
Into the fun part now, honestly. Right. I mean, well, actually, kind of not really for me. Like, the fun part is, like, when you've got nothing and all of the, you can do, you can go any direction.
Yeah.
Finishing up stuff, I find really difficult because it's like the nitty gritty and I overthink everything.
That's normal. That's so normal.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of everyone I speak to is like, we're at the end now, but I've decided I hate it now. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah,
literally, that is the funniest thing. It's so real, though. It's so real.
No, because you put it out and it'll be new to everyone and fresh to everyone and they'll fall in love with it. And then maybe a year after that, they'll be like, oh, I'm over it. But then you'll have new stuff, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly right.
You're on the right path. Very lucky. And we're so excited to have you as part of this show and to play music every night. And it's awesome to have, you know, good Australians making great music and doing us proud. So keep doing your thing, mate.
Dude, thank you so much. You're so sweet. Thank you.
You're not wrong. It's true.
See you later.
Hey, matey.
Bye.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Oh, hey, it's Jess and Lisa from the Veronicas.
Well, hello, Veronicas, you big babes.
Hi, my
love.
Hi, Angel. How are you?
I'm good. Congratulations. We're so happy to have a new song from you girls to put out. It must feel even better for you.
Oh, thank you, my love. It is good to have some new music out. And we have a new album coming this year as well called Human. So we're really excited just to get it all out to the fans.
How many is that now?
This will be our fourth studio album.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. And it is such a testament to the quality of the music you make. That even after all these years, not only do you get new fans, like people hop on along the journey, but then people my age who are cool are still frothing. Like that's sick, right? You must love that.
I love you so much. And we do. We feel so blessed to be, you know, it's our 15th year as the Veronicas. And just, you know, It's so beautiful. It's like you get to become friends with people in the industry and like you grow up with your fans and you all grow up together. And it's really surreal. I don't think that we could have ever dreamed that we would be still here making music, being so supported, so loved. And yeah,
it's so cool. And I feel like you're so right. We have grown up together because you girls are always so open about what's going on, and I'm the same. I love it. And some people, they don't have that. That's not them and that's fine. But I think the three of us are very much like open book. And as a result, I feel like everyone really does feel like they have grown up with you and they've experienced, they know that your lives have not been easy. But to see you still working hard and being true to yourself is so wonderful.
Hell yeah, babe. Like that's the journey of life, isn't it? It's you get older and wiser and
thank God, you know, we get wiser.
Oh, thank God. I love getting older. Say, getting older is the idiot. We would never go back. I would never trade it.
And for so many years, it felt like you girls were so everywhere, like so much traveling and, you know, no one ever really knew where you lived. And it was, but now it feels like you're both so settled in your personal lives. And you have, I mean, from a third party, it seems like you have a more of a sense of home. Is that true?
Definitely. Yeah. I think that, you know, the last couple of years we've been dealing with a lot with our mommy's illness and it really brings you back to that space of finding what home is for you. And although we've lived all around the world and loved it, and my partner's, you know, in America still, Lucy's husband's over here now at the moment, you know, what's most important for us right now is just being here with our mummy and our dad and each other.
A greater perspective, a greater appreciation for that, you know, that bond you have with family and to be able to invest that time into the things that, you know, really matter in that sense. So, these last few months, actually, because we have sort of ultimately been sort of forced to stay put, we've really done a lot of, you know, spent a lot more time with
soul searching
and soul search and gone introspective and dedicated the time and the energy to those things that probably really do deserve our attention. And that's more self-care, more self-love and really experiencing that journey.
How do you take that approach into your music? Because the standard that you set is so high. So how do you have fun with it still and do it for the love of it, knowing that people are going to judge it and the label is going to say, we like this song, we don't like that song?
It is tough because we have such a long career that the public tend to compare things to our
biggest
hits.
Not just them.
I mean, I think it's as yourself.
Yeah.
Someone,
an artist, it's hard not to compare, you know, against your own self and your own successes and how something needs to constantly be more successful than something else you put out.
You've had a lot of life to live over the past couple of years. Like, you've lived it all. So if you went through everything that you've both been through and then put out some schlop about, like, hitting the dance floor, which is fine every now and then, we'd all be like, did you learn nothing?
Yeah,
so it's wonderful. So when is Human coming, approximately?
It'll be out this year.
Fantastic. We're so excited for it, girls. And it's great to have you home. And I've been thinking of you and your mum lately a lot and sending you lots of love. And I hope it's a time of somehow finding some peace and making new memories. And we love you heaps.
Thank you so much. That means so much to us. We love you so much. Thank you for all the years of support and personal support and just being such a badass babe in this wild industry. And
we're all trying
just
our best.
A great human.
Good on you, girls. You be well and take care and be safe. Love you. Bye.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
London live and online with Guy Sebastian. Guy Sebastian's brand new single, Standing With You, is available to stream and download now.
I'm sorry, I was actually looking at your personal page and I'm going, when's she going live? Is she going live? And then I realised it's on your Ash London Live page because you're so fancy. You got like two pages.
I'm so fat. Well, I wish I could do this on my personal account and get all the extra likes and followers, but, you know.
I need a Guy Sebastian Live account.
Oh, you should make a Guy Sebastian Live account if you wanted to have a radio show. If you had a radio show called Guy Sebastian Live, what kind of radio show would it be? What would you talk about? What kind of guests would you have on?
No guess. Just be me talking, just sort of about myself. Keep it mostly about me. I reckon.
4 hours, no music, no guests.
No music, no, just me, just waffling. I'd tell a few jokes.
No, but like you're some a good dad waffler. Jokes. You're one of my favourite people to interview because there's not a lot of work required on my part, because you're such a great talker and a conversationalist.
Thank you so much.
I just love hearing you sing, and because you've been a part of all of our lives, everyone watching right now, for so long, there is such a sense of like comfort and nostalgia in hearing you sing, which must be like the coolest feeling.
That's a really nice way of calling me old.
No, we're the same age.
No,
so you're all right.
I'm kidding, I'm joking. No, I'm the same. I get weirded out when I think about, you know, sort of that this has gone on for 18 years almost. It's crazy. Mm. You know, I don't feel different. Like, I don't personally, I don't feel like, I don't know, I feel like people have this like misconception or something where, like, when people become famous or when they like make it or whatever you call it. Why am I doing that? That's like, I hate it when people do that. Why am I doing it? you know, like, so David Brent. But it's like you feel different. But I don't feel different. I just feel like I'm still... the way I describe it is I'm running alongside Guy Sebastian, the singer, just... But it doesn't feel like me. So I'm running alongside it, just going, don't screw it up. Keep it going, bro. Keep it going. This is great. You're doing all right. Keep it going. but it doesn't feel, I don't know, that doesn't feel real or something. It just feels like I'm so lucky.
I can understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's almost a healthy thing, maybe even too, because there's some sort of separation. You know that. The success and that work and the famous, I did it too. The Guy Sebastian that we all perceive isn't really the, you know, because we can never all really know the real you and live alongside you, you know. So I think it's maybe a healthy thing to have a bit of that separation and be able to cheer yourself on from some sort of a distance.
I think so.
Oh, and mate, we love you so much.
We'll have you over for a meal soon.
Anytime. I'll leave the dog at home because she'll chase your dog around because, you know, We love you, mate. Thank you for going live and
love
online.
Love you too.
Everyone, send him the love hearts and all that stuff. You guys are the best. Bye, guys.
See you, legends. Thanks, Kate.
Bye,
stay
Paul.
Safe.
Bye, Pauline. Bye,
thanks.
Honey. Bye,
thanks, Anna. Thanks, Paul. You're a legend.
Bye.
See you, Ash. See you soon.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.